Watching Flashback Friday with Henrik and Lana, streaming live every Friday.
Spread the truth. Document it. Prove it. Make it irrefutable, and you too will become dangerous to those who admire us in lies and enslave us in socialism.
But because they are lying, it's possible to expose them. And this is their Achilles heel. And by comparison, we have nothing to hide, therefore we have no reason to lie. And we wouldn't want to even if we could. Truth is a far superior weapon than deceit. It's a weapon which is denied to them. And in the end, it will be the decisive weapon that destroys them completely.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us here for another Flashback Friday. It is the 12th of July, 2024. Hope you're all doing well, staying cool wherever you are. It's been hot as hell around here, Northern Idaho. Almost, I think, 100 degrees here the last few days. Continuing, so we'll see how long the CPUs work today up in the hot studio. It's kind of cooled down a little bit for now, Lana. The two extra ACs
for
we
now.
Have here.
Yeah, we'll see. It's pushing 100, so
30 minutes from
heat
now.
Rises.
In 30 minutes from now, it'll be too hot in here. We'll see what happens. But anyway, yes, one of the pluses when you go straight from spring straight into, straight from winter straight into summer. Right?
That's the thing about Idaho.
It'll be really cold, too hot.
Straight to really hot.
Yes. Okay, so thank you for joining us today, guys. Lots of things to go into. We're going to talk, a little bit about the... I want to extend a little bit the stuff on NATO because I covered that Wednesday, but it's kind of important. And they're giving Biden the boot. They're like, you're at least half of the Democratic Party is like, we got to get rid of this guy. And it's becoming apparent right now. So it's a little bit of a schism, trouble in paradise. We'll talk about that and why potentially that is. They might want to maybe replace him with a candidate that they think is more viable or whatever. Personally, I think they want Trump in there. They'll continue to run Biden, but discredit him. Because they want Trump in there. And then they're going to do the biggest... If you thought 2016 to 2020 was bad, like wait until you see what they do towards Americans in those 4 years if they actually get Trump in. That's my spin on this anyway. Anyway, we'll get into some of that. Lana, I know you had a couple of things you wanted to mention.
Yeah, I just wanted to say a big hello and thanks to James Maloney for your email. I finally got back to it like a year and a half later, but we were blown away and very touched by your email, and hopefully you got our response, even though it's a year and a half later. I know you're still watching, so I just wanted you to know that.
He just slipped through the cracks. That happens, though.
Sigrid was born.
Like email.
I was checking email.
Yeah, and then it just goes down further down the row, and whoops, forgot about that one. Okay. All right. Yes, and go ahead.
And secondly, my brother is dying of cancer in PG.
I know.
And he has this Chilean vegetarian wife, and she will not give him fenbendazole.
Yeah.
So.
You want to collect yourself a little bit?
He's sitting in this hospital in La Bassa hospital in Fiji and Vanuatu Island, and I'm like pleading with all these doctors, and I'm pleading with this woman who clearly, I think, wants my brother dead.
Yep.
Who knew he was sick for months and did nothing. She didn't take him to a hospital. They're on an isolated island, so they flew them to the closest place that they can. But for months he was sick. Mm-hmm. No one took him to get care. They had a tumor growing this big. Got a biopsy, and it just spread like wildfire.
Don't do biopsies.
In 2 months.
Don't do biopsies.
In 2 months. Yep. And at that time, he was so sick, they could just move him to this Labasa hospital, which is like, it's a joke, guys. It's a third world country. Okay, it's basically like hospice. Let's pump him with morphine.
Monkey Island.
Give him some IV. And, you know, I'm trying to like fax stuff, and it's busy, and it's not getting through. And it's this multicultural nightmare of like Chinese and Pajits and Fijians. And no one's like taking this seriously. And this woman, this wife who I have not met, and I love my brother dearly, I love him with all my heart, is sitting there dying. And she still is like, well, what about side effects? He's fucking dying. Now, I've learned about fenbendazole, which is curing people's cancer. I've had so many people write me. Thank you, guys.
It's anti-parasitical, right?
Yeah. And, you know, it's actually, we managed to get a hold of an Australian vet who has it there in her clinic. It's on the island. Get it to him, put it in his mouth. He sent me a message like a week ago, and he was able to talk. And in this time, it's delays, 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 delays. And now we don't even know if he's going to make it through the day. So I'm a little angry. I'm a little angry.
Blocks everywhere.
And let me tell you, it's made me a whole lot more racist.
Can we never be racist enough, right?
So sorry, guys.
There's no such thing. It's fine. Yeah, go ahead. If you want to collect yourself a little bit, so, that's totally fine. Yeah.
Blast those thoughts. Mm-hmm. Vanuatu Island.
Some prayers.
Fenbendazole.
Yeah, apparently apparently those people have taken that late stage, and for some reason a broad spectrum antiparasitical like that actually basically eats away at the cancer, and now it's basically just a bunch of fucking doctors and this woman, whoever this
who told is, them when she should have just put it in
you
his
need
mouth.
To have these paperwork and what is it, you know, what do you have left to lose, you know?
Yeah. Oh, and even getting, I just want to say last thing before we move on, even getting the fenbendazole. Okay, I'm going to swear, it's a fucking third world country. There's stray dogs everywhere. And then you go to the vet and it's like, oh, do you have proof of your dogs for these wormers? It's just like, it's such a joke. So like, if you're a white person and you're thinking of like retiring because it's cheap in paradise or some, you know, third world country, think again. Demographics is everything. And you know what? If he would have flown, if before he got super sick, if he would have flown to Australia or New Zealand, he would be alive today because it was lymphoma cancer, which is treatable. And there's alternative therapies, lots of alternative therapies. It is not available in these shithole countries. And also, one last thing, Fiji has a 96% COVID jab rate.
I think that's part of it, right?
So
something, probably exposure,
is it
shedding,
exposure, what happened, what is it? But, you know, now I'm just angry.
It's what happens more and more everywhere now. Turbo cancers, even people that have not gotten jab are getting this shit. And now like Japan, I heard it was the latest. Now I was trying to find the story and I couldn't, but I think Mike Adams working on it. And, you know, I don't mean to take this away from your brother. Just doing a tangent on this here, but just how like that this is something that's now we're all facing these new circumstances now. Where they, despite the fact that Japan had come out and said like, oh, it's really bad, this mRNA shit, people are getting sick from it, blah, blah, blah. Now they're doing something that basically, the vax at least was like, if you didn't have like the liposomal package of mRNA that was in the vaccine, it like merges itself into your chromosomes because you took the jab, you were exposed to the shedding, right? So that you get exposed to the spike, and that still can be problematic enough for your body to deal with. And for some reason, it seems to be like genetic susceptibility. There's all these questions, right? But anyway, so the Japanese are now working on something where now the effect of the mRNA, like the actual embedding itself into the chromosomes, is now part of the shedding as well. So if you get exposed to it from someone else, it is like you took the jab, not just that you were exposed to the side effects.
Guys,
it's just
we talk about a lot of politics, and it's also very important. But I just want to bring to attention your health. We have to do everything to stay healthy. I'm just hearing of so many cancer stories.
Even like a baseline health, stories. Right? Baseline yes. health, you know.
And if you don't have a good nutritionist, I highly recommend that over doctors any day. There's so many good nutritionist practitioners these days, and they're really good into all therapies. Mine hooked me up with fenbendazole and ivermectin and all these things, you know.
A lot of you guys out there recommended it, which
yes,
is great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So many people, fenbendazole. So if you know of someone, you know, struggling with cancer, like, get it to them. The Joe Tippins protocol.
Yeah.
Joe Tippins.
Yeah.
And I'm not giving up on my brother yet. Still, I'm like pleading with Dr. Vishal on Vanu Levu.
Dr. Vishnu.
Put it in his mouth. There's nothing left to lose here.
Yeah.
It's just, I can't tell you the frustration. You know, I know there's problems with first world doctors too, but third world problems are even bigger.
Yeah, just another whole layer of it. I called the island, was it yesterday or something, and it took me 3 or 4 times just to get an address or get a fax number. And it's just like, you hear it like they're just dragging their feet and slow and everything they do. And it's just like, what the hell is this, you know?
I know.
Yeah, we can't live like that. You shouldn't live like that. It is what it is now. There's no point in, you know, this should have happened, that should have, you know, it's just... But when you're so close, right, and everything is right there, just try it at least. And I don't know. I mean, maybe that isn't a miracle cure for some, or maybe it works all the time. I don't know. But it's worth the point.
We're trying. You try everything. When someone is dying, you try everything in the kitchen sink. You try all the alt therapies. You know? But no, blasting them with chemo would just kill them when they're weak. So
that's sick.
Article, thank you so much. Happy Friday, guys. Lana, I'm continuing to send prayers for your brother, so I wanted to send a little extra support. Hope you all have a good weekend and get to relax. Here's some comic relief for you. Yeah, I need some, guys. Yep. I need some comic relief.
Yeah, let's see what he had here. Thank you.
My brother's
so
only 51, by the way.
Yeah.
51, young. IQ of a genius, good-looking guy, very talented. If only.
You know what? I hope this. I hope the Project 25 thing. I hope all of that's real. I hope they're. You know, because have you heard of the Project 25?
Yeah, I was just looking
at 2025.
2025. Yeah.
Right, and they're trying to like pin him on that. And I saw some tweet. I'm not sure if that's true. I forget who was Mindy Robinson or so. I don't know, one of these kind of more kind of normie like MAGA right or whatever, but. She was like, Trump was out golfing with this one woman. I forget her name now, Shelley something. And she said, Project 25 is bad. You should distance yourself from that kind of thing. And so apparently he did when he shouldn't have. And so he was like cucking on the wrong issue. And it was like, Project 25, at least like, again, if it's all on paper, but will they do something? But yeah, he was like, we're going to kick out all the illegals. We're going to start there. There was a bunch of stuff in there, basically. But yeah, I hope they do it, you know.
We need white countries, guys. I've had enough.
I have had enough.
Bill Biz, I was surprised to hear about the CDA hate speech ordinance. Hard to believe that the CDA community would tolerate such crap. I guess all it takes is a few idiots on the city council. Precisely. What's happened is locally people have not come out and voted. I have cracked the whip many times. Get out and vote. Get out and vote. They're so outnumbered here. But people just, what's the point in voting? And then they don't go out. And then
for Trump, but then nothing locally.
Yeah. Basically. And then there's this witch that's on the city council and just manages to just like terrorize and do all this stuff.
Christy Wood. There's a number of them. Yeah. Gookin. We talked about it with Casey Whalen there. Check out that interview, by the way, if you missed that. But yeah, that's some details
to get more active.
Coralinato is one of the most kind of conservative and even like religious like towns in America, basically.
I don't see a lot of Israel flags, though, which is good because it's a broad spectrum of people on the right. And there's a lot of people that don't support Israel, too.
I thought I'd see more. I've only seen a couple.
I've only seen two.
A handful, which is very encouraging. Now there's all these problems. There's like an entire church that's pushing this and they're trying to like... kind of squeeze out what they consider to be like the Christian nationalist here, whatever. And I mean, even them are not hardcore enough, to be honest. You know what I mean? I wish that. But anyway, just check out the interview if you missed it. But yeah, it is surprising, isn't it? And that's how little it takes. It's just nepotism, the right people in the right place. And they're it's a highly organized minority.
Yeah,
we have to get our fucking shit together. Yes. That's basically what they're slapping it in our faces.
They've done this. What are we going to do to fight back? That's what needs to start happening.
I mean, I can't run. You can't run with our internet history. I'm not allowed to anyway.
Give it 10 years. Maybe my kids are older. I'm going to go for it.
I've kind of reverted back on that. I was like, okay, clearly enough, we don't have... These people are still too comfortable. It's not bad enough yet. The problem is sometimes when it's, okay, now, like, are you ready to listen now? Well, now it's too late. Now it's at your doorstep, you know.
Space King says Project 2025 would be the end of the Jewish dream. Good thing Trump disavowed it.
Yeah, what does it say here? Project 2025 would be the... Oh, really? Really? See, I think all this is bullshit, to be honest. Because it's the same thing with... I brought it up in the special I did about the situation in France, right? The is France lost? Like, it's not actually over the Muslims that the Jews are willing to leave. They still think pro-Zionists, hardcore pro-Israel, pro-Jew, let's clamp down on the anti-Semites, Le Pen's national rally
still
party
believe in
getting in power. That's what them, no, that's what the Jews are scared of. They say, what about the past and, you know, Jean-Marie Le Pen, right? Because he was a little bit more based or whatever.
Yeah, we talked about that in the last show. Yeah,
I mean, this is kind of a theme a little bit of today's show here, too, of like, okay, they're kicking out Biden, they get a Trump in. And again, he might be nominally better, of course. I recognize that on some issues, if they follow through. But on Israel, they're awful. They're horrible, right? They're really bad.
Yeah.
I mean, Trump would pass anti-Semitism laws. That's been at least also on the
books.
Or
is it very bad news for Jews because it's heading more right, even farther to the right, and they see that trend? So
they are still afraid of that. Although now, unfortunately, it's a pro-Zionist far right.
Yes.
Right. So even that is not good enough. It's fascinating, but yeah, I mean, who knows how this actually is going to play out once it's in the real world, as opposed to on paper, if at all. But it's interesting how they're so afraid. This is ultimately what they're more afraid of. They're more afraid of like white identity than they are than any multicultural hodgepodge that they help to create that potentially might be like waving, you know, flag to many.
You know? Time for you guys to get scared. Arctic Wolf says, God bless you, Lana. Thank you so much. I'm so sorry to see you upset. I will continue to send my prayers. I will light a candle in church for you this weekend. Appreciate all the prayers.
Thank you.
Whatever God you pray to.
Yep.
Unless you're a pacifist Buddhist, Chilean. I mean, no offense to other Buddhists out there. I'm sure they wouldn't let their brother die or their husband die.
Or they're based people living in Chilean with German ancestry who took off at a certain point.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, if only.
Cuck-free zone. No need to apologize for venting, Lana. Totally justified hoping for the best for your brother still. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Dog Whistler, hoping for a miracle and help for your brother and keeping him in your prayers. Hang in there. Brother Joe, my big brother Joe.
Oh, thank you, guys. I appreciate the support. Thank you so much, Arctic Wolf, as well, for your awesome support, man.
Yes,
really
thank
it.
You.
Thank
so you, huge. Maybe next time says, Biden is the most popular president ever. More votes than any president ever. He's the perfect symbol for America.
Well, yeah. As it's declining, kind of, he is, right? Yeah, we have some clips on this. It's amazing. But yeah, they're turning on him now. Look at that. I can't get the words out. If I really try to, they can't come out right.
Okay. Frank says, heartbreaking. Really sorry, Lana. Stay strong, both of you. Yeah, it's a nightmare. It's a multicultural nightmare, and I can't believe it's happening.
Hardest is that it's literally across the world, right?
Across the world. So getting there is 30 hours. I have small children. I don't. Also getting exposed to stuff.
And exactly. That's it. Like, shedding.
Going by myself.
The planes now going by yourself. Like, no. And because we can't, you know.
Fiji's safer.
I would have
so
to stay here with
really
the kids.
That,
I'm not going
to
bring them, you know. So, yeah, no.
I mean, he's essentially in India. The island that he's on has been taken over by Indians. So it's India.
Pajit's striking in, eh?
Bigot Smalls. Wow. It's redicetv.com Flashback Friday. Amazing. I can't even believe this is happening.
It's happening.
I can't believe it's happening.
It's
either.
Happening. Where's my Ron Paul? It's happening. GIF when I need it. Where's a GIF? I never liked the word GIF. I would say GIF. GIF is too...
Night Nation Review. Thank you. Prayers to the gods for Lana's brother. Sorry to hear. Health problems with family is always the worst. Yes. And I know like death is inevitable. We all face sickness and death and financial hardship, but it's hard when it's a sibling and they're too young. They're too young and they still have a whole life to live. That's what's awful about it.
I know.
BMC 1488 says, very sorry about your brother. Lana, prayers for you and your family. Thank you very much.
And also, so thank you. So what was it? Hello from Germany. Reds, I think it is. Thank you. Appreciate that. Hello from Germany. We love our Deutsch here. I was kind of wheel out some German. And I was like, I studied it for like a couple of three, four years. And I was like, if I have some time with it, I could kind of decode it. But just like speaking on the fly, it's still very, very hard.
All right. How about
kind Deutsch. Okay.
Jordan Peterson meltdown, huh?
I mean,
always entertaining.
I'm not sure if we need to talk too much about this, to be honest.
Yeah, it's, but just his vehemence here, like how he defends what he thinks, you know, is anti-Semitism and his love for Israel is like, he must be getting paid. I mean, seriously, because how else? You're not Jewish. Why do you care so much?
That's why he cares so much.
Yeah. Because you're getting paid.
Basically.
And then anyone who attacks, you know, Israel or criticizes Jews, oh, you're these filthy, disgusting, Cheeto-eating, loser Nazis living in your mom's basement. Actually, it's a lot of sophisticated family people and business owners who are now criticizing Israel and Jewish power.
Yeah, I mean, him and his daughter are just freaked out. And I think most of it is like over the Groiper thing or something. But regardless, they're like, he's having like a meltdown, losing his mind. It's funny, kids gets like over, it's over Israel. Yeah, I mean, it's basically
he doesn't even live there. He's not even Jewish. Like, what's your deal, man?
And then like, well, you know, they're like, they're bombing kids. Like, how can you, they just don't care. You know, they're in these people's pockets, and this is the problem. These are the grifters, the Zionists, the Judaics, right? This is who they're bow down to at the end of the day. Huge problem. So again, we don't have to cover it too much. What can you say? He's just like freaking out over everything, calling everybody a Nazi and troll. We got to show, you know, anonymity. He wants to do away with that. And you live in your mom's basement. It's like,
oh my God. There's plenty of people that have their face out there who are talking about these things, Jordan.
Yeah. Like, of all the things, is that what you want to, you know, melt down about?
There,
you know,
yeah.
Well, this is Photoshopped here, obviously, a little bit.
But, yeah. Yeah, but he was pill popping and freaking out for a time, right?
It's just, yeah. I mean, it's, yeah. I have a lot to say, but it doesn't really matter. People have trashed him enough already. You're doing great, Jordan. Keep it up, okay? Yeah, exactly. Like, if you're going to cry, it's like, cry over the fact that, like, we're losing our countries. If you're going to have a meltdown over something, have a meltdown that, like, Canada is being fucking, like, ripped away in front of your kids and your grandchild's eyes. You know what I mean?
Just travel to a third world country,
you're
people.
You're losing your country.
To know what it is.
Except, would you shriek that much about that? Like, no.
At least some third world countries are still ethnically homogenous.
Nazi. Yeah, exactly. He just goes on and on about Nazis. Anyway, this is kind of funny, too, a little comic relief here, whatever. But yes, apparently the trash revolution is coming to New York City. Have you seen this one? Look at that. Woo!
I think you pointed out in a tweet, like, the tape, so he knows where to stop.
Yes.
You don't even know, like, stop here.
Trash revolution and...
Did you hear that? Welcome to our trash revolution.
You know, welcome to our trash revolution.
Like, actually using a garbage can? Are blacks actually going to use a garbage can now?
What does it say? They're here? Oh, I thought it said something with Afro. No, here from... No, what does it say? Here from Eric.
I thought it was
Eric.
Some Afro.
Oh, here
something.
From Eric. Okay. I was like, he Afro-American? Okay. No,
it's not that far from Wally, right? There, too much trash? There's plenty of room out in space, right?
Oh, is that what it was? Shoot it up into space. No, but man, big developments. New York City is finally getting trash bins. is that what's happening? Well, maybe that's back to the rats comment, right? Everything. It's funny because Jordan B. Peterson called everybody a rat, and then he was angry because someone called like Jewish supremacy rats, or like the Jewish supremacists are rats and they're bombing kids or something like that. And that's what, like, how, not maybe how the whole thing started, but you know, it was like over rats, like, oh, it's okay to call Nazis rats, but not, you know, you can't call Jews. Anyway, doesn't matter, but I just thought about it because, of course,
you can call anyone you want rats.
New York City has been a rat infested, it's becoming a rat infested hellhole, and no amount of trash bins with like white
tape
gonna
clean that up
on the sidewalk to know where
it's
you should supposed
a,
to put
a
it.
Mass deportation can that's gonna fix that up.
I think we should go for Escape from New York style. We should just build a huge wall around it and then
let them take each other out.
Send all the criminals there. That can be your deportation zone right
there.
That's
right. I like it.
All your diversity that you want. Then we've... I mean, think about it, right? Well, deportation never going to work. No one's going to receive... Okay, fine. Then we'll build a fucking wall. We're cordoning off some area.
We'll trap you in and you could all live with
each
other.
We'll literally buy an island somewhere or whatever. You know, we'll buy Madagascar or we'll buy Sri Lanka. I don't know. Something, right? And you put them there. Here you go. Fend for yourselves. Okay. So this is...
No more patience. We have no more patience.
Exactly.
Nor should we.
No, it's we're all out of tolerance, as they say, right?
Sure as hell don't have any. I don't know how anyone else does.
CNN disbands race and equality team in recent layoffs.
Nice. We'll probably.
Oh no!
I can't believe it. What a shame, huh? Holy smokes! I'm not sure why. Money, I would assume, or something. 100 employees, right? Mm-hmm. Is that in that
in whole, response to George Floyd's death?
CNN recently disbanded a team as part of a major reconstruction that involved. Okay, yeah, okay, it involved laying off 100 employees.
New York Post reported. Okay, it's been 4 years. You know, it's kind of fizzling out. We'll let you go now.
The team, consisting of three reporters, was established by former CNN president Jeff Zucker following the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Oh, okay, yeah. So it was one of their everyone. Remember how much they pledged and dedicated and money and stuff and. I'm sure there were plenty of billions that went into, like, not only BLM directly, but, like, a black identity, black supremacist adjacent causes and stuff like that. But a lot of it was also kind of like, so it's that's worrying enough, but I'm saying it was some outrageous signaling where all these corporations were like, we're going to put, like, $50 billion into this issue, that kind of thing. And they set up shit like this, and now it's just like, yeah, whatever, 4 years later.
It doesn't pay off. It doesn't give them money. That's the reality of it. And as the country becomes less white, as CNN becomes less white, do they really need these bullshit departments?
Is this old news? What am I looking? No, July. Didn't they have this already? CNN to launch subscription service as part of the restructuring.
Teams. They've got lots of, you know, diversity teams well, there.
Wasn't it called CNN Plus or something? They already did this, right? Anyway, okay. I don't know. Good luck to them over there, let me tell you. Okay. So, let's begin our little segment here on Potato in Chief, Poopy Pants, and we can start with this one here, then. Let's just play it, shall we?
I wouldn't have picked Vice President Trump to be vice president, but I think she was not qualified to be president.
Okay. So Trump is apparently vice president now. Fascinating how that goes. This is a great one here.
Man. Look at that face. Like, there was no one home, it's clear to everyone.
This is the reaction. This is right from Trump's team. Oh, I didn't see this one yet.
They're like, hold it together. Hold it together.
I wouldn't have picked Vice President Trump to be vice president, but I think she was not qualified to be president. So let's start there. Number one.
The one woman closes her eyes like, oh, God.
Whoops. Yeah, someone said, I thought that this was the Zelensky comment. We'll get to that. But yeah, Anthony Blinken there in the foreground. He was like, oh, shit. I think they've turned on them, though. They've said, no, that's enough. We're going to kick this guy out. Look at what he said. And I think this was the this was the thing that did it.
And now I want to hand it over to the president of Ukraine, who has as much courage as he has determination. Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin.
That was fucking gold. All right, that's it. That's official, ladies and gentlemen.
It would be better if Putin was president of Ukraine. Maybe that's something.
No, it wouldn't, actually, because, he would actually kill all the what he perceived to be Nazis. Yeah, that's how dumb and gay he is. Yeah, so, no, it wouldn't actually be better, but it's because it's funny. That's why. No, it would be the worst. The best thing that could happen is to. The best thing that can happen in Ukraine is an internal coup where Zelensky and all these Western puppets and NATO people and all these Jews out, like Newlands and who else is whoever it is that's down there, the Ann Applebaums and, you know, the Goldfarbs and, you know, all of them. And, take the Chabad Center in Kiev with you as well. Or where is it? Kiev. So one of the biggest Chabad centers is in Ukraine regardless. But anyway, Azov needs to do a coup and kick these people out and take over the country. And then they need to put on their big boy pants and they need to sit down at the negotiating table and say, okay, right, let's get this done. There needs to be a detente a long time ago between these nations. But instead, of course, you have had increased antagonism by Jews, for the most part, in Western countries that have said, no, we're gonna keep hammering away at Russia like we've did with all these other coups in all these other satellite states to the former Soviet Union. They did it in Ukraine, they've done it in Georgia, they've tried it in Poland, they've tried it in Chechnya, they've tried it, what am I forgetting? There's a number of other nations they've done this in now. And, you know, even roping up Sweden and Finland in NATO is part of this shit as well. But anyway, look, here's the reaction here, by the way. Zelensky, they put him in frame here.
And now I want to hand it over to the president of Ukraine, who has as much courage as he has determination. Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin. President Putin. He's going to beat President Putin.
He's just laughing there. Yikes.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy. That's rough.
Oh, man. You almost want him to be president just so you can hear all these comical things.
I mean, there's a few things here, which is like either they have.
Oh, man. I can't believe this is what
either
they're
they will do like either they will keep him in the race while they discredit the presidency. And then, but like run him as a kind of a, just a, I mean, he's already a puppet, so they're already doing this, but I'm saying to even clarify that more, it's almost like a, because if he would be president formally, it would be like, it's such a visceral demoralization for Americans that like, why, how is this possible kind of thing?
Well, now and who's he can't even play a good puppet because he can't even say the right words.
They'll just wheel out some, you know, some new android they're working on or some clone or some lookalike or maybe one of those guys with the masks on. Who knows what they'll do, right? But yeah, he's losing it. And they're basically also, they're turning their back on Biden. And they want him out. And one of the questions is, well, why now? Well, maybe because even to them, they can't patch it up anymore. Remember, for a while there in the media, we're like, oh, no, things are perfectly great. Things are going well. Don't worry about it. And now they're, for the most part, they've like changed their tune. And they're just like, you know, this is very, very worrying. And there are a couple of examples on that we'll look at. But I'll return to that, too, by the way, of why now. And I think it's because they potentially want Trump in there. And the reason for that is, yes, he'll do a lot of, you know, things that are beneficial for Israel. But the other part is I think that they'll use him as a fall guy. I think they might want to crash the economy under Trump and blame it on him. And, you know, as he's trying to do things like maybe start deporting illegals or something, like that's, you know, oh, look at what happened with the country when he, you know, look at what these right-wing, you know, crazy politicians are doing. And you know, who knows? But they might have... Either they don't know shit of what's going on, they have no control, they're just trying to patch everything up, or they have some, you know, some grandiose plan on how to execute this in the next few years. I go back and forth all the time.
Or they're just winging it at this point.
They might be winging it. I don't know.
Expect maybe Biden to deteriorate this fast during this campaign.
But at the same time, I mean, someone, and we'll roll around to that too, because someone is giving his team and his administration talking points to intentionally, in front of everybody, actually humiliate him. I'll show you that in a moment. But here's another thing you threw up in the throughout in the middle of a speech. Here,
listen. I'm going to go to South Korea. We're going to get the chip. What are you doing? I'm going to get Japan and Korea.
What are you doing?
I'm going to go to South Korea. We're going to get the chip. What are you doing? I'm going
What are you doing? We're going to get the chip.
We're going to go to South Korea. We're going to get the chip. What are you doing?
We're going to get the chip.
Dementia. And it looks like there's like fillers. Is there some kind of surgery?
That's his mask.
It always looks different. It's just, what the heck is going on there?
Here's an example, right? It's not all of it, but I'm saying this is the general trend that you're seeing. There's still like a Pelosi and an AOC are still defending Biden. They're like, he's our candidate. Either they haven't gotten the memo or they're not as involved in like the people are running the show as we think, which is probably the most likely, you know, scenario here. But the Hollywood poopets have gotten the message. And they're like, you know, just a few months ago, they were like, everything is fine. And now they're like, oh, this is very worrying. Listen to this.
You know, are you one of those people who wished he had bowed out?
Like anyone cares what fucking Michael Douglas has to say about this, by the way. But, you know, whatever.
let the field choose somebody else. How do you think about that?
Well, I think that I walk a little similar to him.
The phenotype comes out eventually,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah, and old age, it really does with those guys.
And the people that I've talked to and everybody that I have say he's as sharp as a tack.
He's as sharp as a tacky. This is back in April, and now I'll switch to July.
George Clooney just came out with an op-ed calling for Biden to step aside, saying the stakes are too high for future generations. Would you like to respond to that?
Well, I think it's a valid point. I mean, I'm deeply, deeply concerned.
See how that switches, how fast that goes. The memo has gone out, and they're like, oh, because Clooney did a fundraiser for him just a few months ago, and then they try to deny that he said, like, oh, actually, I'm concerned, he should get out, or whatever.
Can't stand that guy.
No, I know. And here's proof of this. Look at this. And you can see, is this Kirby? This is Kirby, right? What is he? The communications something? I forget what his position is within the Biden Jew administration. But he basically says, we're going to hold a big boy press conference. This is, I mean, if this is not demeaning and demoralizing, not only to Biden himself, but like to all his voters, to everyone, look at this. And the way he's turning around and trying, should we reach, do I have to say this? And like, yeah, you need to say this. Look at this here.
After that, the president will hold a press conference. I guess a big boy press conference is what we're calling it, and take some questions from y'all.
A big boy press conference.
He was making it clear. It's not my words. No, these are someone else's words.
Look at
words.
This. Is
this what we're calling it? Really? We're going with it.
Is that mop head in the background there? Jean-Pierre.
We'll hold a press conference. I guess a big boy press conference is what we're calling it, and take some questions from y'all.
Okay. Our president has the mental and physical capacity of a preschooler. Yeah, because, I mean, someone else has always been in charge. It's never been about the presidency. People talked about this decades ago.
But this
ago.
Is really bad. We've never seen it like this
bad. Well, this is rubbing it in the faces of Americans. I'm saying maybe they'll pull off an election fraud again. Maybe they will try to put Trump in prison. You know, all these things are still possible. They do a coup. They're not going to hand over power like they claim Trump was not going to do in 2020 and all that stuff. And everything is on the table still in terms of what direction this could go. But it seems to be mixed messages. That's my point here. That there's some that are like, no, we're just be quiet. Let's go. You know, kind of thing. While others are like, no, we have to get him out. They're talking about like getting a Newsom in there or what's the mission? Whitmer, right? Gretchen Whitmer or something like that. And have them run instead. But no, we'll see what happens. They might run Biden still. Okay. Did you want to catch up on?
Did I miss any?
Might be. Or am I missing?
Dog Whistler, by the way, to give some humor in these tough times to cleanse the palate. And since we are doing Biden clips, I have a suggestion to add your smash with Scott to this clip from Biden.
Okay. Is this recent? July 8th. Okay.
I'm going to come to the overflow room.
What?
I'm going to come to the overflow room.
Is that AI? Oh, my gosh. Yeah, there you go. Not bad. Yeah. Yikes. Oh, boy. What's some other comments? I can't remember which one it was on, but it was a similar comment. Yeah, we'll save that one for later. That's funny. That's funny. Thank you, Dog Whistler. Appreciate that.
You know he's still a pervert. Even though he has dementia, he's still a pervert in there.
Oh, there's so many perverts.
It's like it comes out more when they have dementia.
Keep that in mind, by the way, in terms of what's happening in Congress. Massey is exposing some of this. So put a bookmark in there because we'll return to that. We'll return to that in a little bit.
What? Perverts in government? Perverts and pedophiles running the U.S. government? Shocking. I've never heard such a
thing. Have you heard of that, the Mossad sting ring, right? Blackmailing thing, right? I called something, it was someone called Epstein. He was doing things within the political, academic, scientific media sphere, apparently. It's a fascinating story. Look into it if you haven't heard it. Okay. What world leaders thought of Biden's NATO summit performance? I'm just going to show the headline to that because we don't have to get into it. But yes, a lot of these gaffes were during the NATO stuff, right, which happened over the last couple of days. And I'm repeating a couple of things which I brought up Wednesday, but I think it's important to reiterate some of this, that like this was church to them. Look at this, the
it's their temple,
fanfare.
Yes.
Look at this. This is a... Or maybe synagogues.
Yes.
Look at the synagogue dress up.
They call it a temple too. Jewish temple.
The NATO conference was. I get that this is like propaganda. It's got to look really strong. You know, all those kinds of things, and this is important. But the point is, at the same time, then they wheel out a leader like this, which is just like stumbles over everything. He's just a huge failure. So it's like kind of mixed messages at the same time. If you ask me, but yeah, it's very, I don't know, it's just bizarre. It's like they, well, let me frame it this way. Another piece here from BBC was this, and this is an interesting spin, if a Trump gets in. Remember, because last presidency, at least again on paper, I'm not sure how much he did do. Did his words, let me see here. Well, the claim was he was NATO skeptical, right? Did he ever say we're going to pull out of NATO? Maybe he did, but he threatened basically with like all the other allies in NATO have to do more. Mm-hmm. They have to put more money towards it.
It's about funding mostly.
Which
yeah.
they maybe they did as a consequence of that, which is then actually would technically shoot down the kind of theory or idea I was going to just present about that. But if that's the outcome of it, okay, then it's a complete opposite. Maybe like a Trump gets in and then like that's when like an all right war, outright war with Russia will happen or something. But the opposition always said, well, like he's cozy with Putin and
well, he doesn't want war with Russia.
I'm saying basically candidates that are slightly more balanced are now immediately puppets of Putin, right? That's kind of their response essentially. They don't want to go, you know, put your kids on the front lines right away because, as I said before, detente should have happened long time ago. Like we need organizations that actually like no, let's stop escalating this. Like we're now you're dealing with nuclear powers, now you're dealing with countries in the West that have like no munitions left, we're running out of resources, we're bankrupting ourselves, the energy situation, everything is problem, and all these people can do is push us further and further into war by provoking and poking the bear, as it was, right, Russia. And, you know, again, repeating a couple of these things, I do apologize if you watched Wednesday, but I think it bears repeating. This was a NATO ad that they put out. Look at this. It was a Swedish woman first thing out in the ad. It was basically the only diversity in the ad, I think, was like some Afro-American or something like that. Otherwise, it was like, yay, more white people. Geez. Finally, now the Swedish girls can go die on the front lines in some other NATO war. I'm saying there's like some escalation happening here at the same time. But the flip side of that, maybe then, I'm going to go back here. We don't have to hear the audio of that. But it was like, it's so obvious now, right? You've seen military ads in the UK and the US. We've showed you those, that which basically no diversity. You know, prior UK army ads were basically like, oh, Muslims come join, and they show them on the fucking mat and praying, and everyone's, all the other like few white guys in there, like, oh, this is so great, you know, so sacred or whatever. Now it's just like, nah, fuck that shit. It's like, show all the white guys now. Yep, we want you back. Right. Come join because
we're about kill some other white people and go die for Israel too. On top of it,
oh, Dave, always, of course. But yeah, no, they might want to do a hot war here. They will ramp up the fake, you know, kind of the multipolar world order, and they have BRICS and stuff. And you know, again, I just showed Wednesday again how dependent America, the industrial military complex is. On Chinese manufacturers in terms of their weapons. So China could basically just like, no, we're not going to sell to those second or go-betweens. There's like one, let me show the graph again. Again, I do apologize if you just saw this, but I think it's important to show this like that. Either if war then breaks out, and if it's some kind of like BRICS versus like NATO faction or something, all this would be bullshit, right? But as you can see on the far right, all of those are Chinese supplier, right? And then you have a couple of subcontractors go between. But then it's the, you know, American military industrial complex on the left there. So potentially they can just cut that off. No, that's it. You, boom. And then it's like, where's your war economy? Where are you going to get your stuff from? They wouldn't, right? Mm-hmm. So anyway, so long-winded explanation here. But it basically be like Trump comes in. There's some kind of schism with NATO. America kind of maybe not pulls out entirely. I don't think that ever would happen. It's very unlikely, to be honest. But I'm saying is, what if it's some weird, like, where, like, a lot of European nations are kind of left to their own, less engagement from America? Or let's say America is going through one of those, like, massive economic crises or something, which kind of seems inevitable down the pike. And so
it's coming.
They can't take part, or they refuse to take part or something like that. And then you basically have a largely neutered military in European countries that will go to war with Russia, who's now on a war economy, and you'll see slaughters of millions of Europeans and Russians as a consequence of this. And yes, they want our daughters and our sons to go die in their fucking useless war.
Seems like anytime, you know, you see leftists who are anti-war, it's only when we're going over to some brown country.
Yeah.
But then when it's like white countries fighting, maybe that's a good thing.
And remember what the, you know, NATO did as well. They bombed Serbia. They bombed another European white country, and they sided with the Muslims. They sided with the fucking Mujahideen, who was like in Bosnia, Serbia, Herzegovina at that time, and they were all fighting. And it was basically Serbia that was like, they were being attacked. They had all this is documented, right? Like they had been attacked. There had been Muslim, incursions there, and they were basically like, all right, fuck it, we're going to defend ourselves. Let's like suit up and let's like take care of the problem. And that's when America and NATO was just like, nah, you're not going to do that. We're going to side with these Muslims over here. We're going to bomb you. And then, of course, afterwards, Wesley Clark, right, famous comment, also a Jewish guy, mm-hmm. comes out, oh, the time for ethnically homogenous nations are over in Europe, right? He was the Supreme Allied Commander of Europe at that time for NATO. Anyway, so I get this. It's kind of contradictory maybe or confusing, but I'm just saying there's a lot of different potential scenarios of how this could play out in the next coming years here, depending on both how the conflict in between Russia and Ukraine is going, the election in the U.S., how the Israel conflict is going too, by the way. That's a whole other side to this, which I, again, think Trump would be absolutely horrible on that. Like, he'd be one of the guys who would, like, drag America into a war to defend Israel while everything is falling apart back home, you know? So here's more. Here's your MAGA. Here's your MAGA kind of representatives now.
Yeah, MAGA skank. This is, that's like, right.
As bad as the Democrats are.
So many
are,
of those. It's just so cheesy and trashy.
As bad as the Democrats are, the other side is obviously not, you know, better at all. Kind of thing.
I have to look this one up. I mean, who's some influencer?
Amber Rose.
So yeah, she wore some MAGA hat. She was pushing some crypto scam, and then basically she gets invited to speak at the RNC.
Yeah, like, the MUVA coin.
You know, spread my crotch, put on a MAGA hat. We're good to go. Let's go speak.
Vote yeah, this Trump. Is the this is the chart. Yeah, vote for what was it?
Like, what does she do even?
Niggas for Trump. No, what was the
some
song?
Influencer?
Again? Some, I forget what it was. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't even know
black?
What.
Black? Is she mixed race?
I don't what is know. Ethnicity. It's a.
She's a skank. That's all we need to know.
A perfect kalergimut. her father is of Irish and Italian descent. Here we go. And her mother is of Cape Verdiani and maternal Scottish ancestry. From
all right. You so got a color game on. Yeah.
White enough, I guess. But then the Cape Verdian, is that Caribbean? Let me just confirm. Portuguese. Where is this here? Oh, just show me a map. Archipelago, Cape Verde. Okay, yeah, it's got to be some Caribbean. Yeah, it's like, oh, it's off the coast of Africa somewhere. Okay, so it's like African in there somewhere, but okay. But yeah, anyway, she's confirmed to speak at the RNC next week, which I think is that happening now or this coming week here, does I think. Actually, it starts this weekend, I believe, actually.
It's going to be like Idiocracy, right?
Yeah, because the Democrats already did that, right? Yep. The AOC thing. It was like Camacho.
Yeah, that's
like,
right.
This is what it is. It's Camacho politics now. It's a full Idiocracy. Here we go. Just put on a MAGA hat and you're good to go.
Yep.
Not like obviously, I understand they would never do that. But like, and it would even be a mismatch considering like how much, what do you have? You have like log cabbing Republicans now. You have like Lady MAGA. Like they're all embracing all the things which they were opposed to and supposed to conserve, right? This would have been considered like, you know, just go back, what? 10 years maybe, or 12, 15 years. This is inappropriate. Who is this person? She's like, you know, half naked in her photo shoots and stuff. Like, no, we're not doing this. But now they're there. They're literally just 10, 15 years behind the Democrats. So whatever they're doing.
Well, yeah, because Trump is softening up now, right, on same-sex marriages and some other kind of liberal talking points. Well, maybe it's not so bad, right?
Yeah.
He's softening up.
Someone's like, no, it's mostly white. Oh, is it Cape Verde? Okay. And she kind of has, like, to me, like a kind of an... I know some of those white girls now, they just kind of adopt the kind of the hood rat
yeah, they start looking
vibe
like
and
that.
Look and they
yeah.
start look, or maybe they do surgical things to look, I don't know. Anyway, maybe she's all white, I don't know. It's but she's not acting like it.
Doesn't look like it.
She's not acting like it. Okay. So now let's tie, there's an extension here to NATO. We're going to get into censorship and as a connection to NATO. But I want to start with this because they're going after Elon Musk and X. And so I thought we could start the segment on this, that the EU reportedly have issued a final warning to X and obviously then in the extension Elon Musk, since it's now a privately owned corporation, under their censorship law, the DSA, the Digital Services Act, and they want to fine Elon a 6% global revenue fine annually, I believe it is. Basically just... do what we tell you to do, and if you don't, give us your money. So they can, like, I don't even know why he would operate in Europe at that point, to be honest, if this is the case. Thierry Breton, remember they met, this is like a year ago or something like that. It was very awkward and weird. Elon was shaking hands, and like he was like, yes, yes, whatever you want me to do. Like, he's just like going along with this and saying, yes, yes, whatever. But apparently he's actually standing his ground on this, which is pretty good. Mm-hmm. The latest one that came out was this. Now, here's Margareta Vestager, I think it is, Danish feminist. Talk more about her in a second here. In our view, X doesn't comply with the DSA, the Digital Service Act. In key transparency areas, it misleads users, fails to provide adequate ad repository, and blocks access to data for researchers. What do you mean? What you need access to their data for what kind of researchers? You know what that means.
Mm-hmm.
Intelligence services, spy agencies, all the NGOs, all the censorship organizations, blah, blah, blah. It's the first time we issued preliminary findings under the Digital Services Act. So they're going after X. You can have plenty of complaints about this. And there are problems with X, but it looks like he's, at least for now, standing his ground. He said here, the European Commission offered X an illegal secret deal. If we quietly would have censored speech without telling anyone, they would not have fined us.
Yeah, that's right.
The other platforms accepted the deal. X did not. I mean, that alone is, if all that's true and if that's how things panned out, all that alone is like worth it. You know what I mean? And I'm glad that he's standing his ground on this, and that's what it's looking like
right now. So then you can't say also, oh, it's just private companies, and private companies have the rights. I mean, now it's like, okay, it's government. It's government that's telling these private companies to do the dirty work too, right?
I mean, in a way, it's always been.
It's always been, but it's coming to light in that fact.
The line has always been very, very blurred, if there even has been a line at all, to be honest. It's a, you know, swing door, what do you call it, turn door,
revolving foot swing, door.
Revolving. That's a revolving door from, like, you know, the private NGO, you know, corporate type of world into these types of positions and then back again. But the funny thing about her, of course, she's some Danish feminist, and here we are. I mean, it's all my women's, right? But again, the root of this is like, we're going to silence you. Like, it's an unsafe platform, Thierry have talked about, and she's, of course, backing him up, right? You need to censor our adversaries and those who criticize us or talk about things we don't like. And, you know, the anti-immigration narratives on X is, let's be honest, there's been a shit ton of stuff that have been permitted on X.
Oh, yeah.
That would never have fucking flown on a Twitter or never would go down on a Facebook or something like that.
It's fun again.
It's not perfect. There's still problems, but at least it's kind of looking like it's basically down to like an Elon having kind of spurgy decision making, and he's kind of being swayed by this side, and then he's dragged to Auschwitz with Ben Shapiro, and then he's like backtracking, but then he's like get pissed off. So it's very back and forth. There's like tragedy and hope with this thing. But my point is, you know, a lot of people posting shit which would fucking never flown on any major social media platform, and shit's getting out, you know, I mean, because of this, and they're genuinely big mad about it, even if an Elon is like, you know, I'm not saying he's our guy or anything like that, obviously, but like they're big mad
he's
about
done
this.
Good work. Yeah,
but by the way, so think about this woman here, right? It's basically, I'm gonna silence people, and the first goddamn video she has pinned on her Twitter, on her X, is basically, oh, they're trying to silence women's. Look at this here.
Women have always told to be quiet. And even after 100 years, women are still asked to be quiet.
Shut up, bitch!
No, they're not.
I added the last part.
Unless they talk like I talk.
Well, that's just it.
And
exactly.
She would support that. She would support, you know, shutting down a woman like me.
Yep, of course.
Crusty old dyke.
Peg, yeah. They're trying to silence. Yeah, you're trying to silence people. And look at her background banner, by the way. I can have love color revolution.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I want to color revolution. Yeah, yeah. And then it occurred to me, you know, with all those color revolutions, there was the orange revolution in Ukraine, which is kind of a lot, by the way, the whole mess started. Why we're in the mess we are now is because of fucking outside meddling by interests and forces that have already like conquered and taken over the West for a long, long time ago. And Ukraine was one of the most nationalistic countries in Europe, and that's why they honed their eyes on that and said, you know what, let's take all that nationalistic sentiments and use it kind of against them and also against Russia as a sledgehammer at the same time. Then we'll fund them, we'll arm them, they can go kill themselves in these useless fucking wars, and then we can repopulate their country with, like, I don't know, migrants and trannies or something. But the ultimate color revolution, obviously, by the way, is obviously the LGBTQ one. Mm. Right, that's like, to talk about an ultimate call, that's like,
oh, yeah.
It's a revolution of you know, just throw up, puke colors, blah. Okay, so that's that. So that's, I'm good, he's standing his ground. So the extension to this now is another lawsuit, and I want to read a little bit a little bit from this here. Elon Musk's writing something else at the same time, that's why I'm spacing out here. Elon Musk to launch suit over suppression of conservative media, platforms after House Judiciary reveals global boycotts by ad companies. Having seen the evidence unearthed today by Congress, X has no choice but to file suit against the perpetrators and collaborators in the advertising boycott racket. Now, there's a number of things here you can criticize and should criticize. And anyway, we'll get to it. Let me just read here a little bit. So Musk has vowed to bring a lawsuit after a congressional hearing on Wednesday revealed deep bias and intentional boycotts launched by the advertising industry against conservative social media platforms and conservative media outlets. Is X a conservative media social media platform? No. Then is because it's kind of, I mean, it allows all kinds of things. Anyway, okay, fine, whatever. I understand what they mean. I'm not trying to play dumb here, but it's kind of like, okay, well, what do you mean, right? Ben Shapiro testified about these boycotts and Jim Jordan and the Judiciary Committee.
The guy who's never been banned from anything anywhere.
The guy who's literally propped up. He speaks about legacy media during this thing, which is like, well, you are basically, you're adjacent enough to Fox 2.0. News.
Yeah, legacy he is. Media 2.0.
Yeah. So that's a problem. It doesn't mean he made a good point here. You know, the bar is so low, right? So even this guy, despite of how short he is, he could actually reach that bar. and with his yarmulke flew off. That's how low the bar is. Oh, that's the guy's in my yarmulke.
God, I'll never forget what an asshole he was when I interviewed him. God, when was that? 2014 or something like that?
Something like that, yeah. Full of himself.
Such a prick, man.
So anyway, so he wheeled out Ben Shapiro. I like the spelling on that too. Shapiro testified about these boycotts, and Jim Jordan and Judiciary Committee dug into concerns that a global cabal of of advertising groups used concepts of misinformation and disinformation to silence, suppress conservative speech online. The group that came under the microscope was the World Economic Forum-backed Global Alliance for Responsible Media. Now, it's not that that is not true. That is 100% true. They're there. They should be exposed. They should be talked about. But keep that in mind, and we'll return back to some of these issues. These are basically like, what would you call it? Johnny-come-latelys, right? GARM, as they call it here. Elon Musk said that X would have, and by the way, the World Economic Forum is kind of like, it's the modern day, it's a kosher approved conspiracy kind of thing, right? Mm-hmm. Everyone's looking at that, and it doesn't mean you shouldn't look at that. It doesn't mean they shouldn't be exposed. It doesn't mean
that
they're not
doing
shit.
There.
Exactly. There's so much more beyond that. And it's almost like, here you go. Here, talk about the World
Look
Economic Forum.
Look at this
Forum.
Goy over here.
Look at this Nazi here. Look at Klaus Schwab, this Nazi with this German
That's
accent.
That's what I see all the time.
Time. And like, yes, they're doing a bunch of fucking gay shit and they should be exposed. But it's a lot more to it than that. Anyway, Elon Musk said that X would have no choice but to file a suit against the perpetrators. Okay, good. Like, yes, fucking sue them. I'm 100% aboard, so I'm not saying he shouldn't have done any of these things, obviously, right? He said, having seen the evidence unearthed today by Congress, X has no choice but to file the lawsuit. Do you want to listen a little bit to Shapiro here?
Can't wait.
should we take the nasally, the nasal pill? let's listen a little bit. It's like 5 minutes, so we can just, let's do a minute or two here.
We're in the midst of a trust crisis in the world of media, which is because so many...
Limited.
We're in the midst of a trust crisis in the world of media, which is because so many in the legacy media have lied in order to preserve left-leaning narratives. To take just the most recent example, we were told by the legacy media that President Biden...
Yeah, Palestine is a country and Israel is bad.
...Biden was just fine. For years, anyone who questioned his health and mental fitness was trafficking in cheap fakes. And then President Biden went out and engaged in a full-scale mental collapse on stage in front of hundreds of millions of people. So we can see why Americans, at least Americans who are not Democrats, do not trust the media. The question isn't really why the legacy media have lost Americans' trust. We know that answer. The question is why, despite that loss of trust, the legacy media continue to gain share in the advertising market. And the answer is simple.
The advertising market. It's
all about the money for them, too. Money.
I listened to another little clip of him having an exchange earlier with Swalwell, right? Remember the lovely long time, you know, whatever. He had some Chinese, what was it, some prostitute or something. Anyway, and it's so kosher, right? The criticism and the layers of like how they go, like, And of course, people pointed out, right? Obviously, the irony here. We'll listen a little bit more. I'm only 37 seconds in, but I can't help myself. I get to stop here. Hilarious. Coming from Ben Shapiro, they just fired Candace Owens for actually telling the truth.
Exactly. I was going to mention that.
Right? So, yeah. Yes, it's there are much better people Musk could have invited.
And again, what has he ever been banned from? He's still on YouTube. He's everywhere. He's got credit card processors.
No processors, no banks, nothing. Because he's an approved. That's what I'm saying.
And
that's
in fact,
why
he supports censorship. He liked throwing Candace Owens under the bus and a gag order and all that. He likes when people like us are banned from places because we don't support his, you know, crazy rabid Zionist vision for our future.
It's just the crazy leftists that are like doing, you know, that's a problem.
And he still calls all basically. Us Nazis and all those white identitarians, you know. It's just
yep. So I get this, I understand the argument that all of this is kind of just theater, right? A kosher theater. This is just a charade of sorts. And that could very well be true. I still think there's enough problems with a GARM. What did it stand for again? Did I read that right? The Global Alliance for Responsible Media. That's still a problem. The World Economic Forum is still a problem.
It's still good. They should still go after them.
The EU is a problem. Like all these things are real and true, so I'm not willing to throw it out all the window right away. But obviously, these are just like some of the branches here that they're thrashing at, and it's not actually going to the root of the problem, obviously, because of Shapiro will cover for that, obviously. And we'll get around to that. Let's listen just a little bit more.
There is, in fact, an informal pressure system created by Democratic legislators, this White House, legacy media, advertisers, and pseudo-objective brand safety organizations. That system guarantees that advertising dollars flow only to left-wing media brands.
And so, yeah, that's true, but it's so much more than advertising dollars.
More than money.
That's the angle here. So I get maybe I'm being too kind here, but like they have to kind of then keep on point and restrict themselves to that. But isn't it worse over the fact that like you can now prove out in the open that like even government stepped in and urged social media companies to censor positions on COVID or like, remember like that's an actual violation of the First Amendment because otherwise they'd just say, oh, well, it's a private corporation, so they can do whatever they want, which is bullshit. They should just say, well, these are obviously services. This would be the same as you calling someone on the phone and the phone company says, hello, we don't like what you just said, so we're going to terminate your phone line. Okay, bye, click, you know. That wouldn't fly, but why does it fly on social media, which is also a method of communication, right? But anyway.
Let me explain how this works. When a conservative competitor to the legacy media arises, members of that legacy media and their political allies rush to paint such competitors as...
Was that before or after you were invited to Fox News to talk about these issues?
Dangerous.
Yeah, he goes on there.
The commentator, Kara Swisher of the New York Times, for example, told the head of YouTube that my videos at Daily Wire were a, quote, gateway drug that would lead children, including her own teenage son, to...
But you were never banned. Never banned.
Oh, my
God. You were never limited.
He makes it all about him.
Yeah.
When literally nothing has happened to you. You're like bigger than ever now, promoted more than ever.
What ethnicity is Kara Swisher again, Ben? Huh? Should we dive into that question?
Exactly.
Watch neo-Nazi content. Never mind the yarmulke.
Oh, it's always
there. I mean, can he go to... No, he can't even go a minute and 15 seconds without mentioning
Nazis.
His Jewishness and Nazis.
All right, I've had enough. So even if
I mention that I'm Jew? God, 1 minute. 1 minute in.
I mean, look, and it's the same thing here. Let me play it again. I played it yesterday, and I'll give her credit for this, but it's also that it's also even the let me tie this into what happened in Coeur d'Alene. The city council had an open mic session afterwards after they passed this absurd hate crime law, right? And the people who walk up to the mic, they're helping to enforce, I mean, from Ben Shapiro, I understand that why they would do this, right? But they will enforce this idea that, well, I am, you know, diversity, insert diversity category here, you know, kind of thing. So therefore, I am allowed to say those things. All that does is to say, I'm not white. You
exactly.
See? So if you are white,
disclaimers.
You are
disclaimer.
Not allowed to have these opinions.
Exactly.
You can't say, you can't voice your opinions. That's all it does. So even in the Coeur d'Alene
hearing.
I'm
Jewish, so I get a pass when I say these things. I'm brown, so therefore I can say it. But if you're white, you can't say
The guy who had some really good, I didn't play it, I think. No, I didn't play it in the interview with Casey Whalen. But it was a guy there up, you know, talking to the Coeur d'Alene City Council. And it was like, this is absurd. It's controlling people's thoughts and feelings and emotions. It's a violation of the First Amendment. Now people can't express their opinions and they, you know, First Amendment, blah, 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 all these things, right? Great, 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 great. And then they go, I know all about hate and I'm from Cuba or whatever. Or my half, I'm half from some Caribbean country. It was something like that kind of thing. He looked white to me, but whatever.
Yeah, white Cubans.
He brought up these things. And, I remember when my sister said, where are you? Someone said to her, where are you from? Because she looked brown. Oh, racism's bad, you know, kind of thing. And it's like, now, like, you'd made all these good points. But now you're literally saying, but also you can't criticize me because I'm also brown now. So that, but if there was a white person up here saying these things, obviously no one I wouldn't agree with them saying this. And oh, those should be banned, definitely. Even though they might nominally kind of support white people to have their, you know, free speech.
But they don't have a backbone to say it.
I know, this is it. Anyway, so here's, did you see this from Laura Loomer, by the way?
I didn't see this one yet.
It was in there.
Yeah, it's always the Jews, right? And I'm going to say that. It is always the Jews. It is. And I say that as a Jew myself. I don't understand why.
So, and that's fine. We'll play the rest. That's fine. I'm not saying she can't say that, but it's also this idea that, well, what if a non-Jew said it's always Jews who are like undermining America because that's what she's going to.
Well,
then it's anti-Semitism.
Yeah, right? We lose bank accounts, payment processors, banned from everything. I mean. This goes on and on.
Let's go back to Laura Loomer.
Why the rich Jews of this country are so hell-bent on trying to destroy our country. But for some reason, so many rich Jews have a fixation on trying to destroy America. And it's not an anti-Semitic statement to make. I say that as a Jew myself, okay? I am very pro-Israel. Yeah. I am a self-identifying Zionist, and I am not hateful towards Jewish people. But I will say as a Jew, the Jews' worst enemy is the Jew themselves. And I am really sick and tired of watching all of these Jews with large amounts of money in our country donate to fund the destruction of our nation and the communist takeover of America. So
it's more than just communist takeover, yeah. By the way. But good for her, because right, that's what we said. Like,
it's honest.
If you're Jewish and you're seeing these things, like, call it out. Then, you know what I mean. But what I have disagreement about, obviously, you know, primarily a lot of things, maybe. But why is she pretending that it's a mystery of why they want to destroy America? Right. If you're religious, if you're pro-Zionist, you should know about Amalek and Edom and like how that this represents Rome and the fact that like America used the eagle for the longest time. But the eagle has landed. They even called the president the eagle, code word. Like these are like, they see these religious rabbis and stuff see America as an extension to Rome. Right. That's the Edomites or sometimes interchangeable with Amalek. This is not part of the conversation what I wanted to tie in, but I just leave that there. And it's like,
it's a religious thing for many Jews.
Yes.
Whereas some other Jews, maybe they have other motives, right?
Yeah, liberal ones, which he points out here, is just like, sure, they want to destroy America, but that's also because they hate whites and Nazis and they think everyone is going to, you know, out to get them. So they're like, oh, let's destroy them. That will totally not make them hate us. But anyway, I think we've heard enough of Ben Shapiro here, though. Okay, let me do this here now. So the lawsuit is there with GARM, right? The Global, whatever the hell it was called, Alliance for Responsible Media. So yes, sue them. They're World Economic Forum adjacent. I wanted to play a little bit from this interview. Do you remember this guy, Mike Benz?
Mm-hmm.
This is he was behind the censorship industrial complex report together. I think it was like, was it Schellenberger or something? Remember this guy had some.
Or they never mentioned the ADL or the SPLC.
We'll get around to that. Yeah. Exactly. So let me play a little bit of this here of how he views this. And again, many other things he does talk about is true. So it's not that he's completely wrong on all these things, but it's again, what I feel is a little bit of a deflection, like that. Oh, you have issues with censorship? Oh, here, let's talk about these Johnny-come-latelys. Listen to, so we'll do 335. Let's take it from here. Okay. The whole conversation opened up. It was actually over Ukraine, of all things. Would you support America backing Ukraine or something like that? But anyway, so this is the extension of the conversation here.
This story in a huge way. The censorship industry grew out of Ukraine. The whole infrastructure of censorship that Americans live under.
Oh, by the way, I should say too, Mike Benz. Well, maybe I said that there. He's been very prominent on Twitter, got a lot of exposure and publicity over the fact that, like, if you want to find out who censors, this is your guy.
Yeah.
He had back in the alt-right times, 2016, he had some alt account with some frog profile. He was doxxed. It came out he's also Jewish, by the way. So that was one of his defense. Actually, I'm not an anti-Semite because I'm Jewish, right? Came out. So keep that in mind as we watch this here.
And inherited during the 2016 election, presidential election cycle, came from the 2014 US-UK overthrow of the Ukrainian democratically elected government. When we orchestrated that coup, when the head...
Which is true, right? He doesn't recognize Goldfarb. He doesn't recognize some of the Jewish activities on the inside of Ukraine at that time. Again, look at Russian Godfathers, BBC documentary. They covered this whole fucking thing of the Orange Revolution. They blew up some balloons and they had some concerts on the town square and the Maidan, all that stuff there. And they managed to, you know, basically initiate a process which was called the Orange Revolution at that time, which was like the first initial steps of why we are where we're at now. So he's not wrong, but to say... censorship started with what happened in Ukraine? What?
Like, that's the origin point right there.
No!
Head of the U.S. Embassy was personally handing out cookies and water bottles.
Victoria Nuland, another Jewish woman, right? She has a dog in this fight, right? She's, let's use Ukraine to get to the anti-Semitic... They've always tried to destroy Russia, right? They always have a beef over the pogroms and, you know, the whatever happened.
To the... January 6th style protesters surrounding the parliament building, pumping them full of money when our own senators like John McCain
true.
Were
all
there
true.
On the ground calling for a transition of the government. When we overthrew that government and then did not expect the blowback, did not expect the counter coup, when the entire eastern side of Ukraine broke away and declared itself a breakaway state in 2014, and when Crimea voted in its referendum to formally join the Russian Federation, this set off a total crisis across NATO, and called for a fundamental reimagining of how NATO understood warfare. This gave rise to something which I've talked a lot about. You know, first was called the Gerasimov Doctrine, then it was called hybrid warfare, now it's sort of called sharp power. But it was essentially this idea that NATO could no longer just be a military alliance. It had to expand its mandate.
Now this is an interesting point, but an origin point for censorship, completely ludicrous. Now, but what he says here is completely true, right, of how NATO have updated, I guess, their approach to what they consider to be warfare.
And this is a direct quote from Jens Stoltenberg, from tanks to tweets. The reason that we lost in Ukraine was because
thanks
we lost the information.
From tanks to tweets. And you can find that today on the NATO's website. This is back in 2019. I think it finishes off tanks.
That's why people call it an info war, information war.
NATO must remain prepared for both conventional and hybrid threats, from tanks to tweets. There it is, right? So this is absolute. And this is important.
It's propaganda.
It's
right?
war.
And that's
it's
what
war.
Gets people to go to war.
Information is war. Yes, exactly. Right? Yeah. So what I'm saying is all that's true. They're like, yeah, they're actually concerned with X. There's things on there now floating around, which they don't like.
It used to be newspapers in the old days, and now it's social media.
Yeah.
Right?
And so that's an important point he brings up, right? Although I have other criticisms of it. Let's play one more part here back in or towards 8:10. Let's play that. Listen to this here. Oh, and by the way, too, obviously, as I should say, right, Biden just handed Stoltenberg a big, in a big pompous, is that the right word? Pompous ceremony, a freedom medal here also recently. Did you see this? And again, look at the temple, church, synagogue look of all this here too. It's incredible.
Oh, God.
And Biden, by the way, first he said, have the army come up and read the speech. You know.
Medal of Freedom to Jens Stoltenberg. A visionary statesman.
From tanks to tweets.
Amazing.
Yeah, here we go. Give him a medal, bros, because
freedom.
He's doing that. And then look at the kind of the Israeli type flag they've turned NATO, the NATO logo.
Look, even he's like, holy shit, I can't believe I'm getting this.
Anyway,
I think he's even in shock that he's getting this award.
Yeah. Can he do it? Stoltenberg's a little nervous. It's going to go shit.
Oh, it's going to fall down.
Is he going to poop his pants again? Oh, I'm smelling something. It smells like shit. Anyway, you get the point. That's so like, yeah, that's all a big problem. But like this is the inception point of censorship. Listen to what he says here.
And say it all these fancy names, but they were censorship coordinating centers where they worked with YouTube. They worked with Facebook. They worked with Twitter. They brought them all in. They filled these social media companies up to the brim with CIA intermediaries, with British intelligence intermediaries.
It's just a CIA and MI5, bro. There's nothing. Oh, really? Who else worked with Facebook and Google and YouTube? Let's check it out.
We work with Google on using AI to try to interrupt cyber hate before it happens. We work with YouTube to get them to change their algorithms. We work with Facebook on trying to use a redirect method.
They've been working for decades.
Yet no mention in that guy's report about the censorship industrial complex.
Here's the graph. Yep, here's the
graph. That was the first thing we all said when we saw this. Mm-hmm. Where's ADL? Where's SPLC?
Yeah, even Right Wing Watch is not. Right-wing he does put Media Matters in there, as you can see under NGOs on the right-hand side there in the middle. He does put that in there,
ADL is a huge one. To not put that in there is just dishonest, and you're hiding.
So
you're
SPLC,
covering. You're hiding for someone.
Yeah, yeah. So and again, there's a lot of concerns about these organizations and the groups. And it's
they're all bad. But you need ADL and SPLC in there too, as two other major nodes.
ADL, SPLC, they've been doing this for decades and decades. They didn't start in 2016 or 14 in Ukraine. Like, yeah, they did a coup. Like, yeah, it was a CIA involvement. It was all these gay ops. Sure, all that's true. But that wasn't the reason. That wasn't the inception point. But you see how they cover for this? That's what it's turned into with the Mike Pence?
I remember we were getting stuff banned on iTunes back in, like, 2013 and 14.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
like, Apple, it's been happening a long time.
Yep, absolutely. So we have that, right? We showed you that. Here's the... And by the way... Keith Woods here pulled this out. House Judiciary GOP, right? How the world's biggest brands seek to control online speech. And it's about this that we just watched here with GARM, right? They references that in the document there. Again, what am I getting at here? NATO bad, GOP, Trump, like, do you see what I'm saying? Like that there's a line that's forming there. And that doesn't mean that I'm pro-NATO. I'm just saying, like, look over here, Goy.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, of course, Keith Woods I can't speak today. Getting hot in here now. He ties this together here. This is Rob Rakowitz, leader of the Global Alliance for Responsible Media, mentioned in this report. The alliance, which brings together the biggest advertisers in the world to control content, outsourced its guidelines on misinformation to the Jewish supremacists, ADL. See, so it's a go-between. Look at that.
Oh, man.
It's a go-between.
Of course.
But they will not mention. I have not seen ADL being criticized in this. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they will. Maybe they have and all that. So good if they do, right? But so far, it's this World Economic Forum backed NATO thing that was set up, and it's a global, and that's what it's about, you know, kind of thing. And it's like, yeah, it's bad, but these are just the newcomers on the stage of trying to control and regulate information and online speech and all this stuff, right? which you know takes me to this.
It's just obvious.
It is obvious, right? Yeah. So NATO and the connection to censorship.
And it's so easy to pull this together that's when you know that they're just dishonest and they're covering and hiding, or they got orders to not mention or talk about these things.
Yeah. Just avoid that. Let's pretend that's not an issue of it. Let's say nothing about the ADL, SPLC, Right Wing Watch. It's just CIA and British intelligence, bro. It's just NATO doing this, okay? And NATO is America. America's bad. It's the Americans doing this. Right, it's the British and the Americans doing it. It's the Windsor family are doing this. It's the royal family that are clamping down on us. World Jewish Congress President Ron Lauder claims, quote, severe laws are necessary worldwide in order to quell rising anti-Semitism.
This is desperation. It's like they know they have this little window and time is running out, and it's like they're freaking out, right? Well, this is not going to help you.
Okay. Ron, this is going to work out great for you.
All world leaders, all politicians must lead in this effort. Words are not enough. Political speeches are not enough. Laws must be passed, severe, tough, real laws.
Ooh.
That will put these hate mongers away in prison for a long time.
Put them in prison. If they say anything about that woman that you just saw in there, if you criticize her because she happens to be Jewish, we'll put you in prison for a long time. No, I know. You can't criticize Israel. You can't mention Jewish power. Otherwise, we'll put you in prison because we have no power. and control nothing.
And words are not enough. Well, isn't this over words ultimately, though?
Yeah.
Right? It's someone using words to criticize you, and that's like, let's put them in jail. Let's put them in jail forever. As long
I thought
as
words
can
never hurt me, right? Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never hurt me. Whatever happened to that nursery rhyme or childhood, like, schoolyard rhyme?
Yeah. And, of course, here's the problem, right? The man calling for severe laws hindering the First Amendment also happens to be a large Trump donor who was a, quote, informal advisor to the White House on Israel. Look at that.
So yeah, well, there's a lot of Ronald Jews, as Lauder. We have seen, though, even some liberal-leaning Jews are supporting Trump
turning
just because
Trump,
they're such
yeah.
Zionists, right? So it's really exposing how many liberal Jews are also Zionists, as we've been saying for a long time.
David,
there's
a lot
of them that are closeted Zionists.
For a while,
come
they
out.
Pretended that this was a disagreement. You could talk about, well, here's these Jews against Zionists. Forget all that shit. All that's bullshit. At the end of the day, it comes, and Greenblatt said it, and unless you have maybe like Gilad Atzmon or something, who's kind of like renounced Judaism, and he just, you know, I mean, he rather, you know, not, you know, I like him, he's fine, you know, many issues or whatever, but we have our disagreements. It was a few years ago now, he was on the show, but you're like, oh, I just love hanging out with the Muslims in London and stuff. I was like, okay, here we go. Like, well, they're raping our daughters, so these are the guys being brought in by your group here now. But anyway, there are people. So I'm saying, yes, there are some people like that. But for the most part, as Greenblatt said in that famous clip, right? Like, all Jews, doesn't matter how liberal you are, you might not even observe. At the end of the day, Zion is like, it's in our DNA, right? Praying to Jerusalem and Zion, and this is you can't separate the two. And even what was it who said that recently? Someone came out in a tweet. What was that? It was Dr. Eli David. Remember that?
Oh, I can't stand that guy.
Thank you for admitting that. It was him exposing himself anyway. Or maybe it was Avi. No, it was Avi Yemeni or something. I forget who was the sub. But basically, they were confirming this idea that, like, it doesn't matter if it's liberals or if it's not, or Orthodox or whatever. All of them are, like, pro-Zionist, basically.
Yeah.
And if you're a Jew, it's like 95% of Jews are Zionists. They're hardcore Zionists. They might push whatever thing
or they want
a
two-state solution, which is still Zionism.
Well, yeah, of course. Like, but they don't want that. They want a one state. They want they want it for themselves.
Well, they just say two-state, right? No, we want a two-state solution.
And by the way, did you see Shmuley was in the background there taking one of the crowd shots? Look at this here.
Not so, enough.
Words are not enough.
Political.
There. You see him in the background right there?
Yeah,
he's turning. There he is.
Yep,
see him?
Look
right there.
Look at that.
Yeah. But
no connections at all, right?
Let's do this one more time here. Can we get a...
Real laws.
God, she makes E.T. look good. Wow.
I hate mongers.
Wow.
What is that? Anti-Semitism must be criminalized before it's too late. Oh, really now?
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. It's like they know there's a window. It's the truth is getting out there. It's catching on. So now it's desperation.
Cats
just put them in prison, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, you're not going to win over a lot of these brown and black nations on your side. They want to, put this in, implement this around the world, he says? Around the world?
Yeah, imagine being so universally, targeted. Or no, that's not right. I guess resented is the meme, right? That you have to pass special laws to protect yourself from criticism.
Like you against literally the whole world.
Yeah. And
maybe it's time to look at yourself at that point.
You know, again, I don't want to tie this in again because I've done it in plenty of videos now. But yeah, the gathering of Israel is all part of that. One of the mitzvahs, right? The 613 of them. And part of that, the commandments from Yahweh, is that the whole world is going to turn against Israel. For no reason. And that's part of the prophecy, all right, of them returning back home, the gathering of Israel, it's called. And people are criticizing me because I linked one source, which was like some Mormon source or something, Church of Jesus Christ or something like that. But like, this is all over the Bible. It's all over, literally all over the Bible. It mentions this, that, you know, I will gather back my flock to Israel and everyone is going to hate you. And, you know, I mean, so it's like this kind of, it's also like a feature of the thing. It's not a bug. It's like this is kind of what they want, which is bizarre, right, at the same time. Anyway, it's not a separate issue, but I've talked about it so much before, so I'm not going to belittle that point. The word belittle. Facebook, Instagram to ban criticism of Zionists as hate speech. Of course, remember for a while he was like standing, we shouldn't police content. We shouldn't tell people what the truth is. Well, oh my, did that change?
Mm-hmm.
Fascinating how that works.
People still using Facebook? I guess.
Yeah, I think so. There's a lot of AI bots on there. Like, whoa, what are the AI bots going to do? And some of the boomers, what are they going to do? Anyway, let me do a couple more here. Australia appoints special envoy to tackle anti-Semitism.
Strong Jewish community there in Australia as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Australia has appointed a special envoy to combat anti-Semitism and preserve social cohesion. Mass rapes? Is that disruptive to social cohesion, per se? Yeah. Criminal gangs, migrant clans, pissing in the face of native teenagers in Europe and beating them up and filming it and putting it on social media, laughing about it. Is that a problem for social cohesion, maybe? No? There's rising tensions over the Israel-Gaza war. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese announced lawyer and businesswoman Gillian Sagal, of course, lawyer and business. Isn't that the same thing? who would consult with community leaders and discrimination experts to advise the government. It follows in the footsteps of countries like the U.S., Canada, Greece, and the U.K., which have
original.
Had similar positions for years. A special envoy for addressing Islamophobia will also be appointed soon, Mr.
But not
Albanese
one for
added.
White Australians, of course.
No, of course.
Just like everywhere else.
No.
Just like U.S., Canada, Greece, U.K.
Yep, bring in Jews, bring in Muslims, special protection for them.
Same anti-white positions.
Yeah,
pro-Jewish, anti-white positions, yes.
And it's just they pretending, right? So here's another one. Look at this here. I'm kind of moving through quickly here through these. But yeah, Europe facing wave of anti-Semitism survey finds. How many? Is this the 500th just this last month of surveys? And like, what do you think about Jews?
It's not the first time this has happened in Europe, by the way.
Oh, I forgot this one. Here we go. Let's throw this one in here. Here we go. Look at this.
Shalom. My name is Shlomo Shekel Berbstein. And today, I'm going to explain you the differences between free speech and hate speech. So, this is free speech. And this here is hate speech.
All right. Thank you, whoever made that. Appreciate it. That's about it. Yeah, well, what could it be now? What's the reason? Right. There is this rise, and let's give them the benefit of the doubt of, like, let's not talk about how you disproportionately help to make our countries shithole countries by importing rapists and Muslims and all this shit. Now we have, like, minarets in every fucking part of Europe. We have tons of Muslims and gang crime and rape and all this shit, right? Yeah, just what you've been doing in Gaza alone is one of the reasons why all these brown people in all these countries now that you helped to bring in are big mad. Because
they're taking it out on us.
Yeah. But they're seeing, like, bombed out kids. They're seeing, like, you know, everyone being blown up.
It's amazing they're just getting away with it, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's outrageous.
Yes, it is. Anyway, you had a couple of an Odyssey there?
Did I? Okay, let me check here.
I think Sure Skirt. That's like, it's a while ago.
Oh, Dear True Skirt. Sorry to hear this. Stay strong, Lana. Thank you. I am. Dear True Skirt. Again, today, 10 years later, the Democratic media still can't distinguish between the first Azov symbol and the Wolfsgang used by the 2nd SS Panzer Division. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. No, of course not. And I mean, in some cases, they don't want to, right?
Yeah.
it's intentional. But yeah, they're also retarded.
Keep watch. Thank you. I'm a bigger fan of irresponsible media myself.
Yeah, well, I think we need more irresponsible. If responsible media is what brought us here, then
exactly.
Yeah, we definitely need more irresponsible media. I guess Red Eye, welcome to irresponsible media. Where we don't give a shit. We just take our own side. How about that? Maybe that's what we need. There's a couple more there. Pagan Bear, support what you like, everyone. Thanks for the stream, Lon and Henrik. Thank you, Pagan Bear. And I think maybe next time, do you get that one? Your kids wish you had half the mental acuity of Biden. Is that what it is? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, regarding the Biden shit earlier. Yeah, thank you. Maybe next time. And let me see here. I think if I replace the three with an E, it's Reds, I think it is. Destroy the Jewish industrial complex. There you go. It is an industrial complex out there, folks. It's just churning out things. It's a conveyor belt.
Oh,
it's like it's a Henry Ford efficiency on, like, anti-white shit. Okay.
I saw, by the way, Dr. Vishal just emailed me. from Fiji just came in right now.
Yeah.
Saying how they extend the sympathies and normally they don't, he advises against this, but he'll respect our wishes will give him the fenbendazole treatment over this weekend. How about now?
Yeah.
So I'm going to write him back and say, today.
Yeah.
Very easy to
immediately,
do.
Yeah.
Immediately, it's not gonna please. Hurt anybody. It's not do gonna, it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. Well, at least that, right? Because, yeah, I don't know how long that could be extended. How long can your brother be in that state?
You know what I mean? It's dire. It's dire. It's dire. The end. Yeah. So we have to try whatever we can.
I know.
But at least one Pajit got back to me there.
Okay, good. Well, that's some positive news at least. Good. Glad to hear that. All right. Well, let me go through a couple of these here. Then Israel tells everyone to in Gaza City to leave. Why? Because of course they're going to bomb more kids, right? And this, I saw some headlines.
They got to get going on their, real estate, their new real estate properties Kushner, there too.
And again, that's another thing.
Beachfront properties. Let's go
with a Trump, right? He has all these people like a Kushner that would let's finish up the job. That's even the talking point that Trump picked up, by the way, whether it's directly from Kushner or not. But Kushner had said, finish up the job, get all these Palestinians out of Gaza and we'll take it over, basically. That's what he said. And Trump said, yeah, they got to finish up the job. And his point was, because it's not looking too good, right? This is bad optics for you. You have to kill these people quickly and fast and get it over with so we can move on here, which is absurd. What was that again? It was a clip I was going to play regarding that. Anyway, we'll get to it. But well, there it is. Why don't we play? Let's play a little bit of this. You can just hear that. It's not too long. Check this out here. It's a reminder. It's good to repeat. We got to repeat things
over and over and over.
Continue to tie it together. You guys might have seen it before, but there's a distinct reason why you do this. You tie them together again. You show it. You show their comments. Tie it together with the new thing that's happening. Anyway, listen to Kushner here. Right?
In Syria, when there's refugees, Turkey took them, Europe took them, Jordan took them. For whatever reason, here in Gaza, there's refugees from the fighting, from an offensive attack that was staged from Gaza. Israel's going...
While you dropped the guard, and of course you totally let it happen, all that shit has come out now. You wanted it to happen because you did want to finish the job in Gaza, so that was a gay op, but okay, continue. Oh, it's a... Why are they not taking our problem out of our hands for us, the goy? That's what he's saying right there.
And to do, a long-term deterrence mission... And it's
it's just a bombing the shit out of these kids and women in Gaza. It's just a deterrence. Mission.
Unfortunate that nobody's taking the refugees.
But also there are real fears on the part of Arabs. And I'm sure you talk to a lot of them who think once Gazans leave Gaza, Netanyahu's never going to let them back in.
He won't. They won't.
Maybe. But I'm not sure there's much left of Gaza at this point.
And he's like, okay, he's like,
so much left of that.
He likes it.
Let's put some Jewish money into that.
I mean, the fact that they can just nonchalantly say that, he's like, in fact, he's excited and smiling when he says that.
Where's the? Oh, there was that. Here we go. Here he is. This is the guy who wrote the op-ed. Let me remind you again. Let me show you. Let me show you in black and white here, of who did this. Where's my headlines at? Here we go. And it was. Let me just say Gaza and see if I can find that real quick. That headline. Rom Ben, the fuck was his name again? Yeah, here we go. Two Israeli lawmakers. Here we go. And I didn't clearly make this connection last time, right? Two Israeli lawmakers call on European countries to take in Gaza refugees. We've shown you this in the past, right? Rom Ben Barak on the left there. We're going to listen to a clip with him now where he basically just repeats this thing over and over again, right? The same thing. They need to take them. The world need to take them. The Palestinian problem, he called them. Get it off our hands. This is Israeli TV when he talks about this. Read the subtitles here.
אז אם כל עזה הם פליטים, אז בואו נפזר אותם בעולם. בואו נפזר אותם בעולם. יש שם 2.5 מיליון אנשים, כל מדינה תקלוט 20,000 איש, 100 מדינות. זה הומני, זה מתבקש. הם פליטים ממילה, עדיף להיות פליט בקנדה מאשר פליט בעזה. אפשר, אם העולם באמת רוצה לפתור את הבעיה הזאת, יכול לפתור אותה.
See that last line there? If the world want to solve the Palestinian problem, they have the ability to do so. That's what they're saying. Right? It's just a problem for us. We can't have them here because they're unsafe for us Jews. So let's send them to Europe and America. And you can have them there. And then, of course, why do they tell everyone to evacuate Gaza? Say, well, because you're going to bomb them again, right? That's what you're going to do.
Yeah.
And that's why America's like, fuck yeah, U.S. resumes sending shipments of 500-pound bombs to Israel. The U.S. will continue to... resume sending. Will continue to withhold supply. Oh, okay, I see, sorry. If I finish reading, I'll get it. How about that? They would continue to withhold supply of the powerful 2,000-pound bomb. Oh, okay, well, that's good at least. They only get the 500-pound bombs. Okay, well, that's much better.
By the way, where are all these people from Gaza going?
Well, this
where
is the
thing. Where are they telling them to go? Oh, you just need to leave the city. Go. Here's a map. Here's all the white countries. Go there.
Here's what Kushner said, extension to this. Again, because, real estate property in Gaza, that's what these Jews want, right?
So, you know, if you think about even the construct, like, you know, Gaza was not really a historical precedent, right? It was the result of
a war. Didn't really exist. It's never really been there. So, you know, why would they? There's nothing to return. It's not really there. It's not really. It's all in your mind. Okay, but that's why we won. It's just a new mind.
Right, you had tribes that were in different places, but then Gaza became a...
There was tribes in different places, Lana. You hear that? There was tribes, but it wasn't really happening, and it wasn't really physically a location at all. But hand it over to us and get the people out of there.
Egypt, you know, used to run it. And then, you know, over time, you had different governments that came in different ways. So you have another war, you know, usually when wars happen, you know, borders are changed historically over time.
That's right. It just
and so my
things
sense
change.
Is I would say, how do we deal with the terror threat that is there so that it cannot be a threat to Israel or to...
The terror threat is called Israel, bro.
Egypt, right? I think that both sides are spending a fortune on military. I think neither side really wants to have, you know, a terrorist organization enclaved right between them. And Gaza's waterfront property, it could be very valuable to if people would focus on kind of building up, you know, livelihoods. You think about all the money that's gone into this tunnel network and into all the munitions. If that would have gone into education or innovation,
yes.
What could have been done? And so I think that...
They should have not tried to protect themselves, but just remain on the surface so that when we bombed them, they will all just die right away. So they didn't have any tunnels to go into, okay? But yeah, here he is, right? Kushner says Israel should finish the job in Gaza so it can focus on building valuable waterfront
property.
That's
basically
what
he said.
That's what it is. And of course, why? This is one of the reasons why the ADL honors Jared Kushner, right? Greenblatt praises Donald Trump's son-in-law for the role he played securing the Abraham Accords. This is very important to them, right? But I'm saying at the end of the day, these differences and ADL counter-signaling white nationalism from a Donald Trump back in 2016, all that's gone. That's all gone. ADL is like one, Jonathan Greenblatt at least, is like a one step away from endorsing Trump because he knows he's going to be much better on Israel. But anyway, this is how they view everything here. And so they're going to send more bombs to Gaza. And meanwhile, why is all this happening? Well, of course, because every single fucking politician in America have their balls fucking entangled with a Star of David, and it's wrapped so fucking tight, and they're taking so much money from AIPAC that this is all they care about, this is all they're interested in. Check out what Thomas Massie said about this here. And of course, it makes me think of how many of these politicians have they under control just because of Epstein's Mossad ring operation.
Perverts.
They're fucking perverts and they're sex pests, all of them. Listen to this.
So Congress has paid over $17 million in hush money for sexual misconduct inside of the offices in these buildings.
Taxpayer money?
What's more is that was taxpayer money. Right?
Yeah, you think they're going to use their own money
Amazing.
For this?
Amazing. Simply,
fucking parasites.
Yes.
Do you think they generate anything themselves? No, this is all they know. They're sending more money to Ukraine and to Israel, and then they bring all the fucking migrants in here, and they just
Americans can't even
pay
their freaking grocery bills and rent.
That's
just, it's so evil. It's mind-blowing.
I mean, look at this. Look at this.
It's so in your face.
Sarah Hedge, look at this here. USA spent a record $140 billion on debt interest in June.
30% of all tax revenues.
30% of all tax revenues.
Well, pretty soon it's going to be 100% of all federal tax revenue is going to go to pay just the interest. This is why so many people say fight paying the income tax, because it just goes to pay for debt interest.
Basically, to Israeli interest, to foreign interest, to sex pests in Congress. Let's go back to Massey here again. Listen to this. Listen to the rest of this.
And what's more is that was taxpayer money, right? The allegation is that President Trump paid $130,000 of his own money But here in Congress, we have, there may be some on this dais. I mean, I'm for turning loose all of these records.
Absolutely.
Who in here has had the taxpayer pay for their sexual misconduct charges, the hush money? I bet there's some over there. There may be some over here. I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. But I do know it's taxpayer money. And I do know not a single penny of it has been turned in as a campaign finance expense. Is the FEC going to investigate the $17 million that the Congress has paid to settle
protect itself?
Behind closed doors, these sexual misconduct allegations.
And of course, that's a very nice word. The word misconduct.
Oh, there's rape and molestation. Probably. Who knows what else?
Yeah, probably. Who are they going after? The AIDS. Yeah, you know what I mean. Yeah. Outside people?
I mean, it's kind of
they're on a
been...
bar somewhere, a congressman, and they're like molesting some like girl or something. You went to money, shut up. You know, is that what's happening?
I mean, it's always been that way, right? With like politicians and the White House. It's like we've heard about the hookers and the blow and the rapes and all the crap that goes on there. It's just starting to come out more.
Yeah. It's insane.
It seems like you can't get in there unless you are one of those bad guys.
No, you can't. You can't. I mean, that's why, yes, there's no political solution. I get all those
local
arguments.
Local level. Still.
Local level. But you also have to keep in mind, right, the way, I put up a video there about, like, you know, the neocon, how did the neocons do it? And granted, right, they had an ADL on their side, which is, you know, wealthily funded. They had a lot of money, right? And you have, of course, historical precedent for that, of them coming into our country, setting up banks, all the fucking shit, all the corruption, and creating essentially wars, and then lending money to the kings or the governments that go to war with each other. So yeah, that's how they made their money. But the white European middle class, and hopefully some of the upper class, but that's less likely because they're more comfortable. But the European middle class is one of the most powerful forces in the world, ironically. That's why it's one of the most propagandized populations in the world as well.
Attack them the hardest.
To keep them browbeaten, to make them think that it's over,
that they have no power,
you don't have any power. But I'm saying that there is a reason why the demoralization, the information of like how bad it is getting out as well at the same time. It's a necessary evil, right? It has to be exposed. Mm-hmm. You have to talk about it. But a lot that it does to these... normie type of people, they don't have a full concept of what's going on. They're not in connection with any kind of person maybe, or outlets or whatever you want to call it, that like can give them kind of more of a holistic picture, both of what can be done or like how deep the roots of the problems go and all that stuff, right? So they get nominally just like they're aware of the corruption, they know it's bad, but all that's doing, unfortunately, I think for the most part for them, is to demoralize them, at least at this stage. Hopefully they get out of that, right? But It's done to show you, like, see how bad it is. It's almost like a psychological attack in and of itself. Look at the shit that they're getting away with, right? And you normally kind of are aware of those types of things if you casually check into.
We still have the power and still have numbers now.
Yeah, they're trying to make you think that it's over and that you can't do anything about it. But meanwhile, if we had leadership, if we had organizational skills, if we had means and resources to organize us together, and that more people could come aboard and help us. That's why some people have said it has to be under almost like a religious thing or whatever. You know what I mean? Like a new religion or something. Like you have to unify these people around something where they just will stand up for their own people, their own folk, their own race, ultimately, and understand that that's one of the reasons why we are losing all the time, is because we're not standing up for ourselves and we're not taking our own side. And they're so many problems now for them to deal with, everyday life. They're busy. It's very hard. But I'm saying, like, if we could organize them, it would be a massive force. You know what I mean? The normies or whatever. And it's not that, I don't think that that's going to be the solution, but I'm saying that that's there as a reality, as an aspect. I don't think that's going to happen. If it does, great. But that's there as a possibility. But barring that then from happening is that examples like the neocons or whatever shows you that a highly organized and nepotistically driven, insular, ethnic group, like in the case of the neocons, Jews, right? It was like 95% of the neocons were Jews, right? had a couple of go in there that they pushed up later on when the war went bad. Like, oh, look at look at Cheney or this was George H.W. or your W's fault, right? Bush, boy Bush, it's his fault kind of thing. But anyway, shows you how much they can achieve. And that's also, they're kind of enough adjacent to the political system, but it's not all inside of the political system, right? And ADL is a political organization, but it's not a registered political party. No. It's a pressure group. It's a lobby group. It's someone who with the most coercive, dirty methods have managed to take over people's allegiances and have them aligned to the ADL's interests, essentially, right? Through blackmail with Epstein, Mossad shit. They've done it through other means as well. Sometimes they just pay them money outright and just say, you need to like bow to us now, whatever. Yeah. It's just now it's just so deeply infested in the system. They just know that they have to come crawling to Israel and the ADL even to get into there to begin with. Well, they boot them out and they put another guy in there, right? But my point is, what I'm saying is, there's methods you can solve things and you can we need our own ADLs. We need our own SPLCs. We need our own lobby groups. We need our own
resources.
And mobilize.
We need white people to take this seriously. We need white people to get organized and start thinking like this and stop being ashamed and start having a backbone and realizing that it's a dire situation.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We don't begin to do this now. What's it going to be like when we're old and when our children are growing up?
Yep.
It's going to be a nightmare. We have to do something now.
Yeah, there's a window of opportunity, but this idea that it's like you got to fight on every front possible, on every way. That's why even running for politics, and I know some people have done that, and there's arguments over how much should you say, blah, blah, blah. But the point is, I at the end of the day, I'm mostly supportive of all of it. Do work on every front.
Try everything.
Do the hardcore, you know, kind of activist marches downtown. Like, do those things. And then you also do the clean cut politician that literally tries to like nestle his way in there. And then if and when they come into some position of power, they not that they go like mask off or anything like that, but like be there and to help slowly transform things or push on issues that you can.
They're priests, they're warriors, they're mystics. You know, mm-hmm. Like we need all of those again.
Absolutely,
working together.
We've been so demoralized. We're not even a people yet. We were in the past, but we've been so deracinated and so stripped, right, of our pride, of our sense of self-worth, right? And it's most all of it has been driven by guilt and like a bad conscience for like, well, we have to do it's so you see that out there. You talk to normal people, normal white people. There are so many of them are so beaten down. You know what I mean? Even if they don't actively consume all the anti-white like messaging out, they're still like beaten down and struggling, and it's hard, you know, kind mm-hmm. of thing. And then you need someone to lift their spirits, like get off on your fucking knees and take a stand. You know what I mean?
And life is hard on top of it. Financially, things are hard for people. Life is a struggle.
Yeah.
So it's a big work to inspire people who are in that position where they're down and out and they're downtrodden and they're black-pilled and they're seeing all these things going. It just seems insurmountable. But we have to be able to wake these people up and inspire them. And the question is always how?
Mm-hmm.
And who's going to do it?
Yep.
Well, it's going to take, I think,
we
I
are.
Believe.
You are. You're all watching. Of us. All of us are.
All of us.
It's all our job.
It takes
this is our job.
Everyone talking to everyone that you know. Right. That is your job.
Yep.
You know, like a chain reaction.
Because it's...
to just work on the people, even in your life, in your circle.
The real... How do I put it? The real immorality, if that's the right word here, the real crime would be us, you, whoever's, you know, watching or aware of these things, understand the picture, they understand what we do, but...
Don't say anything.
But don't do anything about it, right? Or not even maybe helping people that do then, or so, you know what I mean? Like just have given up or whatever. Or in some cases, that's even worst case scenarios where there are a lot of people who, and you know, you could question maybe what are these accounts and they're anonymous, most of them, whatever. There's very few that like actually show their face. They're like, oh, it's over. It's not, you, we can't do anything and stuff like that. It's like, and I've, you know, said it a few times, but it's like these people just need to remove themselves. Like, if you actually even believe in your own people, just shut the fuck up. That's the least you can do. Get out of the way and let people then that have a drive, a willpower, a vision, and want to try to change things, let them lead and don't just disrupt and disturb.
And just be supportive.
Try to black pill everyone to thinking that it's over when clearly it's not. I mean, yes, it's dire. Yes, it's going to get fucking worse. But at the same time, as it gets worse, more of us will understand and they will be ready, willing to fight. You know what I mean?
Yeah, as ugly as it is, things are still swinging in our direction.
It's only going to be more so. That's not going to stop. And that's why the system are freaking out. That's why they want to pass laws against us. That's why they want to censor. Everything we talk about today in the show here is part of those the signs of the fact that the system understands that, like, it's definitely not over for them. Like, they have a lot of power. They have a lot of more power. They have a lot of fight in them. But they're beginning to imprison people that say the wrong things now. They're beginning to pass laws to get people to shut up. They're going after people that put up stickers or hang a banner in the wrong place or use the wrong word against somebody when someone was antagonizing them or whatever. You know what I mean? They're starting to do that. But at the end of the day, that shouldn't scare us, right? We shouldn't be afraid of that. We shouldn't say, well, therefore I should not do anything and just hunker down.
No, that's not going to pass.
Like, if you're not willing to take this fight, then your kids are your grandkids. You're leaving up all of this to them to deal with it. But and we imagine the situation for them, how bad it will be demographically when they're old enough to organize and start fighting back.
Think about it all the time.
Yeah, I know. That's why we do what we do, obviously. You know what I mean? But it's not over. The trends are very encouraging, and the system, the regimes out there in the West are very frightened of this because they're seeing where they're going. And there's this real rush, right? As they're going insane on one end and totally ruining it for themselves, and they just can't like slow down and like, you know, they could have had this in the bag if they were smarter about this, but now they're like, let's fucking just kill them all and just like rub it in their faces. You know, that's basically roll out the mRNA jabs. Let's turn their kids into trannies. Let's cut their dicks off so they can't reproduce. Like the most insane shit is happening. And they just don't know when to stop, right? They can't slow down and say, let's take it easy.
Well, and that works in our benefit.
So it is. That's an encouraging thing, right? That they are they're freaking out, and maybe the push is like the AI, the robotics, the automation. Like they're trying to create some technologically, like a grid here that basically like will do all of this for them, or somehow keep order, or somehow. I personally don't think they're going to be able to pull it off.
No,
because at the same time they're like, oh, and also the green transition, and you know, let's. Let's attack the Nord Stream now and blow that out. Let's create, you know, energy instability, economic instability, food instability, ethnic instability, religious instability. Like, what do you think this is going to do? It's going to create harder men that understands where this is going and see the writing on the wall. And that's the worst case scenario for them. When you have dedicated, strong men that have literally nothing to lose or everything to fight for because they have children.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
That's right.
So...
And a lot of these guys who are trying to push this crap on us, I mean, they're getting older. They're going to be dying off. There's a lot of new ones.
Yeah,
but there's no guarantee that they're going to be exactly the same or as driven. You know,
they're going to be better than us.
We'll see.
Oh, it's up to us to do that.
Oh no! I mean, like to replace these crazy lefties.
Oh, you mean like that? Okay, I misunderstood you. Okay, yeah.
I mean, because they've got problems going on their side too.
Oh,
you know?
Oh, 100%. Oh, no,
dysgenic problems and other problems.
No, I think you're in a way. I mean, there's always someone, right? There's like an Alexander Soros, let's say, to target a common target here, I guess, right? But look at how inept he is compared to George Soros.
That's what I'm saying.
Example, right?
When I look at a lot of their sons and their daughters, they just seem like really weak compared to
the generation
parents.
That they've groomed to take over from them.
It's not that together.
Yeah.
No.
But they'll still have their buttons on, like, you know, the financial system to crash it, or they had the nukes or whatever. Right?
They might not be as driven. They're definitely more vaxxed and have had more of the bad food and all that on top of it too.
So. I hope so.
Right. More sluggish.
All right, you got a couple more there before we wrap up here.
Okay, I think you don't have to take that. My throat's kind of
sure. You got it. What do we have? Beetlejuice. Couple here. Any word on the death of Massey's wife? That's right, his wife died. I mean, Massey, as far as I know, didn't talk much about it. He did like post. Well, I mean, maybe he has talked more about it. I don't follow him super regularly, but no, I haven't heard anything else about it. But yeah, she died. Seemed kind of suspicious, but at the same time, maybe they got jabbed. I don't know. Maybe there was something else. Maybe she had prior health issues. But yes, it makes you wonder, right? It makes you like, did they take her out? Well, I would assume then if they took her out, they would send that message, and then he would like, you better shut up about this. Because remember the ADL did hit pieces on him and stuff like that too? The videos, like trying to go after him? But yeah, anyway. Hopefully everything is good there, and that was all, not that that's good, but I'm saying hopefully that was a normal death and nothing else is going on, but you know, you can't help to wonder. Another one from Beetlejuice here. He tells Tucker Carlson that every Republican member of Congress has an APAC person assigned to them. Yeah, he called them the APAC babysitter, was the word he used, Massey, which is 100% correct. And then as he brings this up to Tucker and talks about how bad this is, Tucker is just like, Israel is just such a great country though. It's just so. I love going to Jerusalem. You know. Anyway, I know we got to wrap up here long, but Cuckfree Zone. We should take consolidation that even the brilliant, courageous, fearless post World War One Germans couldn't stop infighting and get organized without Uncle. Point being, if the problem is the problem we have is normal cooperation and organization is not easy and really does not require great leadership. We will figure it out. I think you're right on that. Absolutely. All right. There we go. We're all caught up. One more here from Odin. Hey guys, happy to see you again. Stabilization blackout has ended in time. Thank you. That's good to hear. And I can send some shekels by the power of intense hand rubbing and clicking of mouses. Bam. Folks in Dnipro have been taking to the streets about the black. Oh, yeah. Of course. I'm confusing your username. That's right. You're in Ukraine. There's another guy with an Odin-esque name, and I think he's further down south in Idaho. So I confused your name last time. Now I get it. Okay. Maybe it's the start of something positive. Cheers. Okay. Yeah, I hope so. Glad you're doing safe over there. So definitely stay safe because things could pop off over there. All right, Lana, ready to wrap up?
All right.
Yes.
Thanks,
thank
guys.
You, everybody. I can do the executive producers on my own if you want, Lana.
Sounds
good. Wrap up. Okay. Thank you, everybody.
See you guys.
See you. Okay. So if you want to help us out, ladies and gentlemen, please head on over to redassmembers.com. Get a membership over there, $10 a month. You can get it cheaper if you get a longer one as well. Odyssey, Subscribestar, or Locals, you can get it there too. If you sign up at redassmembers.com, just keep in mind, a little bit of housekeeping on this front here, that we do have to manually activate your account. That's the nature of it currently, right now, as of right now, anyway. So we appreciate your patience there. It should not take more than 24 hours to get your account activated, but if it has taken longer than that, just send us an email once again, redice@protonmail.com, and remind us and make sure that we see that and we can get your account activated as soon as possible. We appreciate your patience. Again, one of the reasons for that is, of course, payment process and all that stuff. So we're using third-hand services, essentially, to get that done. But if you sign up on Odyssey, Subscribestar, or Locals, you get access, obviously, right away, and we have all the latest stuff there for you as well. If you want the full archives, redassmembers.com is the place to go. We also, of course, have our executive producers and producers to say thank you to today. If you want to get one of those, by the way, you can do that at Odyssey, Subscribestar, or redassmembers.com. So with that, thank you to T. Lothrop Stoddard, V. Miller, Resin Revolt, Good Luck Lap, Jake, Red Pill Rundown, French 47, Mark Smith, No One Jeebs, President Obunga, Mongoose, William Fox, Angry White Soccer Mom, The Second Wanderer, Operation Werewolf, The Ride Never Ends, Dilbob, Last Place Simp, Joseph Hart. We also have Purple Haze, Rex Ballington, Call Me Combo Deal, The Dearborn Toxic Event, Brendan Anthony, Penelope 7 USA, Bertrand Comparet, Dixie Drone Force, Arctic Wolf. Thank you, Arctic. We appreciate your support very, very much. Also, Europe Awake and Teutonic Werebear. Thank you, guys. That's our executive producers. Then we also have Mr. Walker 696, Johansson, Leora Dumont, Snork Pup, Eyes Open, Mr. Lemry, Urenu, Obadiah Hexwill, Perfect Brute, Single Action Army, Lord HB, Lovecraft, Trevor, Der Schwabe, Sonata for Violin, Whitewater Rafting Fan, Jetfire, Shane B, and Restitutor Orbis. Thank you, guys. We appreciate it very, very much. Once again, if you want to get one of those, you can get it at Odyssey, Subscribestar, or redicemembers.com. All right, that's it for us today. Thank you, guys. We'll have a Western Warrior coming up here next. We have some interviews as well in the pipeline, shorter videos, all that good stuff. So stay tuned for those things. But we'll be back here in a few days. Before you know it, stay bright and white-pilled, everybody. We'll see you on the next one. Take care. We'll be right back.
Thank you for watching. Go to redicemembers.com and sign up for our exclusive members content. Don't miss our latest shows, interviews, and other videos only for subscribers. You can also become a member by signing up at subscribestar.com/redice. Get full access and help support our work. See you on the other side.